Yeah, and yesterday Spiegel did a story, the name of the establishment, Homeroom Mac and Cheese. And apparently things have gotten so bad there in terms of sexual harassment with customers doing hinky stuff to the employees that they now have a color-coded system, which the server will then, they'll go to the table. Hey, how's everyone doing today? Here are your menus.
Yeah, I'm doing real good.
Everybody wants some water? Okay, four waters for the table.
Tell me about go the ahead soup and take a look you at, slut.
I'm sorry, what?
The soup. Tell me about the sloop, you slut. Sloop.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me about the slut soup.
Take a look at the menus, and I'll be right back. And then I go over to my,
you think you can microwave this for me?
I walk over to my superior, and I go, guy with the beard and the thinning hair over there.
God, that's actually me. That's really me.
The pale pasty guy with the beard and the thinning
still
hair.
Still me.
And the bad breath.
That's now it's just getting hurtful.
He's at it about an orange. He's at it about an orange. Yeah, what is the system again?
It's yellow for... it's yellow, orange, or red. Now, yellow means someone is giving you a creepy vibe or a leering look.
Hey.
Orange means the customer makes a sexual comment or unwelcome compliment.
You're an orange, dude.
Red is an overtly sexual comment or touch.
No. I brought my own dressing.
And they say that since this system was put in place, it's eliminated pretty much all issues with harassment.
See, now, when you did the story yesterday about this, this was an identification thing. Like, hey, we got yellows and oranges and reds. But then how do they get them out? How do they let the customer themselves know, like when you said, hey, we got some reds over there?
Sometimes the manager will take over the table, and if it's really bad, they'll kick the customer
out. Get them
out.
Go.
Okay, you got to confront the situation.
You got to tell them to hit the bricks as quick as possible.
Get them out.
So then I posed the question. I said, what the hell is going on in this place that they need to implement this system? How bad is this sexual harassment? How rampant and how frequent?
Apparently, quite a bit.
I'm looking at the place
and tweets,
and this isn't. And then Mike had brought up the point, well, or maybe you, that if it's a bar type setting and people have been having a few cocktails and they're, they let their guard down and they're being a little bit raunchy, maybe it seems a little more understandable. This place is called Homeroom Mac and Cheese.
Yeah, this is not like a sip and bite at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what the hours are, but I'm looking it up, and I'm just like, this does not look like what I would consider the hotbed of sexual harassment.
No,
but
it
is.
I'll read the website. They have orders for pickup or deliveries by caviar, platers and catering, and they even have gifts, including the Mac and Cheese Cookbook that makes for great tableside reading or to give you some ideas for your own spin on mac and cheese. Nothing about this says lecherous, leering, drunken slobs fresh off the square in Canton with index fingers that just can't stay to themselves. Garden pesto, crab. How about the Mexican chorizo mac and cheese featuring pork chorizo, jack cheese, chipotle adobo sauce topped with cilantro and lime? I don't get why this restaurant in particular is taking it on the chin.
Or maybe we just don't, we don't obviously have women sexually harassing us to the extent that men do to women.
That's what I mean. I think we're just naive and ignorant to it. I think it happens way more than we realize, and we don't even, I know I've never done it. Like I was saying, I think off air yesterday.
Yeah, me neither.
Because the reds are people that reach out and like touch the server and do things. Who the hell? What are you going to do? Grab a server's ass?
Oh, Mike, throw me a pen.
Have you ever?
Throw me a pen. I'll write down someone I saw do it.
What?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll write this down. I can't show this.
I mean, have you ever?
Unless they're blackout drunk and just completely out of control.
That's the only way I can think of it.
I was at the Hard Yacht, and I saw this guy have a waitress come over table side and be like, all right, what are we doing? Are we doing some drinks? Are we doing some ass? And he brings her in and is like, right there.
Yeah,
that's sort of par for the course, but it doesn't make it right.
And he probably knew
I don't think he did.
He lived there.
The reaction from her was, it was not a like, oh, it's just, it's my uncle. No, it was like, I really want this guy to keep his
crusty chicken tender lips off my face.
Well, I was talking to Salmon back, our assistant producer, who's a female who serves. And she was saying they do something similar in places she's worked, but it's more like they just give people code names. So
Sam,
they kind of have a...
Sam to the studio.
A heads up, like, you know, Grabby McGrab Pants is table two.
I bet he's grabby.
Just a heads up, everybody. Just
yeah,
to
I would imagine most, like, major national chains have something like this in place already. Some sort of corporate policy where...
Probably a numerical code.
Something like, right, yeah, we got a 1018 at table four.
1018. We got 1018 right now. Joining us on the program, associate producer Sam joining us. Sam. Hey, you do serving. You help customers. You're in the service industry. And have you experienced this at all? Is anybody sat down at the table and they start shooting you the old sugar wink?
I think the only thing that's ever actually happened that I recognized, I was bussing a table one time and this guy was just staring at me.
Oh, yeah.
Leering. That's
on the code. He told me to smile more.
Oh,
but I'm cleaning up butter noodles off of a table. Don't tell me to smile more and don't stare at me like that.
I'm covered in margarine and saliva. Yeah. I'm not really full of joy.
Yeah, I might have been a yellow.
Or
might have been
men
a yellow.
Men will grab your hands sometimes.
What?
Like, yes, I've had that too, and really stare at me in my eyes. It's very creepy.
What? Oh.
Yellow.
Orange. Borderline orange.
Freaking red.
Borderline orange.
Oh, yeah, he touched. Red.
Red.
I got my. Still learning the system. Damn.
Yeah, what? Like I've seen people like grab arms. But there's people that just do that when they're like close talkers and they kind of grab your arm to pull you in.
Oh, my dad does
still,
that.
There's a way to do that and not be weird.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do it well.
Yeah, no.
He does. Mike, here, be a server. Stand next to me. Live wire. And he doesn't see very well. And he's like, I'm looking at, and he pulls them in near the pit.
That right there, what is that? Is that clam chowder? Is that red or white?
And he like grabs the upper bicep inner pit area and just pulls them close.
Get the hot breath in the face. Whoa. Your back close. Yeah.
No, we come from a long line of hot breathed individuals. If you've ever met a Schlegel, you've had your eyes water. Let me ask, give me a nickname just for some of the people that have come through there before, like Touchy McTutcherson. Johnny Von Butt Cheeks, Nipples McGee.
I don't know if there's ever a traditional nickname. It comes out of the mouth right then.
Well, hello there.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Maybe you should just listen to your mind, creepy person at restaurant, when it's telling you no. There's a restaurant entitled Homeroom Mac and Cheese that has a color-coded system, yellow, orange, red, in regards to the customers that come in, yellow being potential problem. They just get a creepy vibe. They haven't done anything.
A little bit leering.
Orange, inappropriate comments such as, I really love your shirt, with excessive staring. Red.
It's not funny.
Something overtly sexual.
Touching.
Contact, grabbing hands, a rub, a back of the knuckles on a cheek.
Your skin is like Velveeta, you know. Velveeta.
And we ask you, 410-338-1098, you, the server, the bartender, man or woman, though I have a feeling 95% of this is just some lecherous dude with some poor woman that's just trying to be kind. See, here's a problem with this, too. Not with their system, just the industry as a whole. Your attitude is everything. You've got to put up with so much trash. Shout out, I love the Broadneck Canteen. It's where I go and get my margaritas from a guy named Aaron. Beautiful man. But I watch some of the other servers in there, and I'll see some of the women that work there, all great people, have to put up with this old guy over here like, yeah, I want something delicious. I mean, not as delicious as you are, but you with your liver spots on your face. And like, if you would have said that anywhere else, they're like, I'm going to mace you in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they have to just take it on the chin in some cases to hopefully get that decent 15% tip, 20% tip.
Yeah. And a caller earlier made a good point that the restaurant industry is unique in that, you know, a lot of times servers will use sex to get better tips. So you're walking in a weird area where, I mean, not everybody obviously does that, but I mean, you know, you're naive to think that people don't use it to their advantage to make more money.
Oh, trust me. I've been in a Sam's restaurant. She's just swinging it around.
It still doesn't give you the
Sam's
right, Michael.
Sam's just in there swinging it.
Michael, it still doesn't give you the right.
A dangerous sort of dynamic.
It's not right.
Again, like the restaurants. I mean, obviously, you know, you choose to work there. You're doing it because you're hoping to make more tips because you're going to show off your sexuality.
But that's sort of, yeah, you know, you're 100% right. That it's an environment that has maybe a sexual angle to it, your Tilted Guilt, your Hooters, or whatever. But again, this is not like a house of ill repute. This isn't loose women and friendly ladies of the night. This is just a restaurant where they might happen to be, you know, dressed a little bit naughtier. Like, we know that those Java Divas on Ritchie Highway, okay, they're making you coffee and they might have, like, I don't know, two-piece bathing suits on. That doesn't mean you get to reach to the window and give them a honk.
410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. You can call or text at any time. There's a texter checking in who delivers tools to construction sites. It's a girl. I'm a girl, and I deliver tools to a construction site. Can't even tell you half of the comments that are made. I'd be handing out a rainbow of colors 24/7.
Damn.
Shout out to the few who aren't creeps out there.
I got another one here. It says, I work with a restaurant where a guy tried to ask for a selfie with me after how great the service was. Right as his friend takes the photo, he leans in and does the last minute kiss.
Oh, you
don't do that.
My wife is a waitress. Old dudes have came and asked her to make fishing lures.
What?
Old guy.
Bob up and down thing?
No, oh. I think that was the way to get them. And it says something about doing old guys wanted to do a nude photo shoot. Insane.
Oh, God.
I know fishing lures from her hair.
He
had that in. Asked her to make fishing lures from her hair.
I want to use your hair to catch trout. Let me use your hair to catch grouper. I'm an insane man.
That's very weird. Our buddy Drew writes in. He says, I used to know a girl that worked at a restaurant, and an ugly, rich, old-ass guy offered her $5,000 to get her name tattooed, his name tattooed on her ass.
She did?
And she did.
Wow, yeah, $5,000, dude.
Hey, heads up. If anybody out there is listening, I'm going through some stuff with my house right now. So for $5,000, I will tattoo your business's name on my ass. I'll keep it for a year. And then 1 year from now, I'm going to go ahead and have Halo and everybody at Black Lotus Tattoo, shout out, remove the tattoo. But if you want your business's name on my ass, $5,000 is the asking price.
Me too.
All of us.
I'll do both cheeks.
$50,000 for Josh's sweet cheeks. Let's go to Laura in Pasadena. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, dear?
Hello.
Hello. I'm good.
What's up? What's your story?
So I used to work in a call center for a telecommunications company, so not like a sexual call center. And one night I got a call from the same guy multiple times. I don't know how he was routed to me multiple times. But he was pleasuring himself.
Whoa!
And the worst part was the call center's policy is you had to say the same script three times before you could disconnect the call. And it was like, sir, if you continue using that language, I'm going to have to disconnect this call. I was like 20 years old. I was so overwhelmed. I remember I just started crying. I couldn't help it. It was like,
damn.
I couldn't believe that someone was doing that. But this is an industry where you couldn't even see me. So it's not like I was trying to, you know, sell anything. I'm just trying to add, like, texting to your call to
Laura, I will say, you've got a beautiful voice. You have an absolutely gorgeous voice. So, who knows?
Well, thank you.
Maybe you want to make a couple extra bucks
code
on the side.
Orange!
Yes, Code Orange! Code Orange! Sorry, I've been harassing you. God, Laura, I apologize on behalf of everybody here. I did not mean to harass you just now.
That's okay.
Thank you. All right, there she goes. Let's talk to... Am I saying this correctly? Gage in Odenton?
Oh, yes. Hello. Good
morning, sir.
Your name is Gage?
Good morning.
Gage.
Yeah, Gage, without a U.
Yeah,
so, like a 12 gauge, both out of you.
G-A-G-E.
Yeah. It's not necessarily what happened to me, but my girlfriend was actually one of them baristas at Java Divas.
She
was making a killing on tips, let me tell you, but was... an old man that came along, and he did reach in and take a grab.
Wow!
And that was the end of her
audacity.
There.
What'd she do? Throw coffee in his face?
Oh, no. She's a very good person. She didn't do anything, but didn't even put her 2 weeks. She just out of there.
Oh, she just bounced right then. I see. But to Scott's point, man, I'm immediately, there you go. How's that feel in your withered-ass old face?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.